For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. How are you doing? I hope you had a great weekend, and here we are on Monday the 17th. I'm very excited that you are able to tune in. I've had a great week. I just am thrilled that you are letting me know you're loving the radio. Thank God. Thank the good Lord. That's why we're on here. We want to help you. But I got to tell you, we had our first night last night of the Book of James. Many of you came out. We had a full house. I was very excited. But brothers and sisters, I just got to tell you this. This is, well, it's funny, but it's not funny. But the goodness of God and the attitudes and graciousness of our audience. Well, we begin at 7 o'clock, right? We're our precious place where we met. No fault of theirs. We've all been through Hurricane Isaac. But I got there, my assistant and our workers, they all get there. I love them. They set up before I get there. So look, I get there about 6:30, and I'm, you know, it was kind of like a fall weather, if you remember, Monday the 10th at all. We were all like, oh, wow, Starbucks has its, you know, what is that, pumpkin spice latte announced, which means that's the onset of fall. And so I'm thinking I'm going to put on my fall boots. So I'm all excited and just the atmosphere, right? Atmosphere. So I walk into the building and I'm kind of thinking, man, I'm kind of hot. Kind of, you know, temperature's a little warm. My precious assistant comes up to me. She says, Anna, the AC went out at 6 o'clock tonight. Oh, man. So what am I teaching? Let's remember what I'm teaching. Count it all joy, my brother, when you fall headlong into a variety of trials. I mean, I kind of looked up at the sky and said, God, really? That's not his fault the darn AC went out. But I'm just laughing because I'll tell you what, anytime you teachers out there or you preachers, you're going to be preaching or teaching something, just know you will be tested once again in the very thing you're teaching. And actually, you shouldn't even be teaching it, in my opinion, unless you've gone through it. But anyway, so I thought, okay, I know the drill. How many trials have we all been through? And thank God we've learned our lesson that we're counting it all joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And I, by His grace, pulled from that fruit and said, all right, I'll count it all joy. Well, then, you know, the room fills up. And as you know, you get a room filled with people, it gets a little hot. Well, they brought fans in, and just the graciousness of our audience. They sat there. Some of them were in sweaters, and oh, I just looked at everyone, and I said, you know, here it is. And they were so wonderful. They were like, Anna, we don't care. We want to learn. We came to learn. We came to dig into our Bible. So if you came to that meeting, I thank you. I thank you for your graciousness and your beautiful attitudes. And we all counted it all joy, didn't we? And I believe we passed the test by God's grace last night. But man, we had a time. And I know I'm taking this broadcast without teaching. I've got the tongue. I'm going to be talking about our words all week. But that will be what I will be teaching on tonight at the time of this airing. It'll be Monday the 17th of September. You can still come. I'll give you notes of what we covered last week on trials and wisdom. But we will be talking tonight at 7 o'clock, free registration. Just let me know if you're coming. We did run out of notes, but I will have that amply supplied for tonight. But we will be talking about the tongue. Listen to the scripture, Psalm 141:3. Set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Psalm 15:1-3. Lord, who will abide in thy tabernacle? Who will dwell in thy holy hill? He that speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. We're going to be talking about the tongue, our words. James deals with it. Three major things our tongue can do. It can direct, destroy, or delight. We're going to get into it all this week. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.